Okay, we mentioned when we started this perek that the first perek of brachos is very much a mix. There are some sugyas like the one we just did, which is of course a sugya of halacha, but there are also sugyas of agoda, agadaic gemaras, which we normally pay less attention to, not because they're less important, chas v'shalom, but sometimes they're more profound, more esoteric a little bit. So this is a classic case in point, although there are one or two very important points, and we'll try and concentrate on them. Says the Gemara, we're on the fourth line. Ad soif ha'shmura. If you remember, the Mishnah said, until when does one read Kriya Shema? So of course, we've been discussing this at great length. From when? From the time of Kohenim eat Truma, which we've established as Tzeisak Rechavim. Until when was a whole discussion. So if you remember, we saw yesterday, this is the way that Rashi summed it up. It's true that technically, there are actually three opinions in the Mishnah. But Rashi explained to us that actually, that's really only two. Why is that really only considered two opinions in the Mishnah? Because what were those three opinions? There was one opinion, Rebbe Elazar, until the end of the first Ashmura. There was another opinion that said that what? It goes all the way till Alois Hashacha in the morning, and the third opinion until Chatzos HaLaila. So Rashi said that really there's one discussion going on over here, and that is, how do you learn the word B'shochbucha? The Torah says that Kriya Shema has to be read at a time of B'shochbucha, when one goes to sleep. Does B'shochbucha mean when one goes to sleep or when one is sleeping? That's the discussion. So if you hold it when one goes to sleep, that's the first opinion. When does one go to sleep? Obviously, the beginning of the night. Not everybody goes to bed at exactly the same time, says Rashi, some earlier, some later, but until the end of the first Ashmura, which we'll soon define, that's what we call the Tchilas Zman Shchiva. That's opinion number one. Opinions number two and number three are both in agreement that no, that's not the translation of B'shochbucha. B'shochbucha does not mean when one goes to bed, but rather when one is in bed, when one is sleeping, which is the whole night. And therefore, essentially, one can say Kriya Shema until the morning. And indeed, that is one of the opinions of the Mishnah. Yes, we have an opinion that says only till Chatzos. So if you remember, we saw then, we actually saw it in the Mishnah already, that opinion does not disagree fundamentally. That opinion also holds that B'shochbucha means all the time that one is asleep, which means until the morning. So why did he say only till Chatzos as a siog, as a fence? Because if I allow you to read Kriya Shema all the way till the morning, you might miss the time. So that's how we summed up, and therefore we called it two opinions stroke three. Meaning, it's not really a three-way machlokes, even though, of course, at the end of the day, there are three different opinions. But essentially, a more accurate presentation would be to say there are two opinions. Either B'shochbucha means when one goes to bed, beginning of the night, or it means when one is in bed, which is all night. And then you have a little machlokes. Did Chazal, not the Torah, did Chazal say that nonetheless you should put up a fence and try and make sure you read Kriya Shema before Chatzos? So with that introduction, now let's see the Gemara. Ad Soif HaShmura, the fourth line. Good morning, Rav Nachum. It's good to see you, and even better to see you unmuted.
It was a mistake.
Oh, no, it's perfect. Wonderful to hear your voice. I did see your missed calls. I tried calling you back, Rav Nachum. I don't know if you saw.
I called back a second later, and it was going straight to voicemail.
Okay, maybe we'll speak today, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, Ad Soif HaShmura, Sir Beleza said in the Mishnah that you could read Kriya Shema until the end of the first Ashmura. Now, what does that mean? So we translate Ashmura, I think the official art scroll translation of Ashmura is till the end of the first watch. Hey. The first of the night. Now, what does that mean? Says the Gemara, Mai Kosova Rebeleza. It's a very strange turn of phrase. ad soy for Ashmura? Why couldn't he just tell us exactly how many hours into the night you can read Kriya Shema until? If you look at Rashi, says Rashi, my kosova, havalei loima, he should have said zman hanikar. What does that mean, zman hanikar? He should have said a clearly defined, recognizable time that you can read Kriya Shema until 3 hours into night or 4 hours into night. What does it mean, at Sefer Shmura Rishayno? Which is especially problematic because there's actually a discussion when that is. When indeed is the Seif Ashmura Rishayna? So let's look back in the Gemara. At Seif Ashmura Mai Kosova Rebbe Elezer. What does Rebbe Elezer in fact hold? He did not say what he meant clearly. So what does he hold? Says the Gemara. E Kosova. If he holds Shalosh Mishmorois Hava Halailo, if he holds that the night is split up into three divisions, which means each one is 4 hours long, then Lema, let him simply say Ad Arba Shois. So on the classic day of 6 to 6, he should have said until 4 hours into the night, which means until 10 o'clock. The Ikosova, and if he holds, and we'll see there is actually a machlokes about this, the Ikosova Arba Mishmores Havalailo, and if he holds that, no, the night is split up into four, each one being 3 hours, then he should have said so. Lema Ad Shaloshois, and he should have said until 3 hours into the night, which will take you until 9 o'clock. Says Rashi. Does he hold? What does in fact he hold? Are there three or four mashmores every night? Says Rashi, the pligi. Because there's actually a machloikas, the pligi, tanoi, lekamon. There is a machloikas, tanoim, later on, b'ha milsa, in this very matter. So if it would be clearly, unanimously agreed upon, everybody holds that Ashmura is either 3 or 4 hours into the night, fine. So Rebbe Elezer says, at the end of Ashmura, I know exactly what he means, but there's a machlokes. Ikamanda Omar, there is one opinion that says, Gimel Mishmores Hava Halailo. That the night is actually split up into three divisions, B'mishmores Avoidas Hamalochim, Vashir. We're talking about the night that's split up in the different Malochim. The way they sing to the Ribbono Shel Olam, apparently, the night has various halakim, and each chalek, there are different malachim who sing their shirais v'sishbochis. Avoidas ha-malachim v'shir shalohem. Nechlak l'sholosh halakim. One opinion says that the night is split up into three halakim, so obviously each chalek would be 4 hours. Rishoino l'kat achas, shnio l'kat acheres, and shlishis l'kat shlishis. Kat meaning a group. But the Ikaman Doma, there is an opinion that holds that no, Arba Mishmores Hava Halailo. Actually, there are four divisions to the night. Well, if that's the case, so we don't really know what did Rebbe Elezer mean. If Rebbe Elezer says until the end of the first Mishmara, end Ad Seif Ashmura Rishayno, because this is not a straightforward point, there's actually a machloikas, so we don't know what, in fact, did Rebbe Elezer hold. Does he hold the night as 3 or 4? Mishmaroi, says the Gemara, La'oilam kosavar shalosh mishmarois hava halayla. He actually holds that there are 3 mishmarois in every layla, which means each one is 4 hours, and therefore he definitely meant 4 hours into the night, which would take us till 10 o'clock. So if that's the case, so why didn't he spell that out clearly? Why did he not say simply until 4 hours instead of saying Ad Seif Ashmura Rishayno? Why did he express it in terms of Ashmurais? And the answer is, v'hokom mashmalon, because he wanted to teach us the Ikka Mishmorois Borokia. There are divisions in the heaven, as Rashi just explained to us, meaning with regard to the Malochim, but also the Ikka Mishmorois Ba'aro. There are also Mishmorois down here on planet Earth. That's why he termed the 4-hour cutoff mark in terms of Mishmorois. Because you may have been excused for thinking that the whole concept of Mishmorois is something which only exists in the heaven and therefore has no ramification to us. Yes, the Malochim have a changing of the guard, 4 hours, 8 hours, this group, that group, when they sing their Shireis v'Sishbochos, but I wouldn't have known that bears any relevance that the way that we too, here on planet Earth, look at the night, we wouldn't have known that we also split up the night into divisions. Therefore, he purposely expressed it in terms of Mishmorois in order to teach us this very concept, that the whole concept of Mishmorois exists here on planet Earth as well. And the Gemara explains. The Tanya, now I can't claim that I really understand all of this. The Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Shalosh Mishmorois Have Halaylo. There are 3 divisions into every night, Val Kol Mishmor U'Mishmor, and every single division, Yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Shoyeg Ka'ari. And every one of them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits and he roars like a lion. Shenemar Hashem Mimoroin Yishag U'Mimoin Kodsho Yitein Koiloi Shoug Yishag Al-Noihoi. It's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. V'Simon Ledovo, and that is called the Mishmora Rishoino. Mishmora Rishoino, we say Chamoir Noir. If you want to know the simon, how do I know at which point the Mishmora HaRishoino is taking place in the heaven? It is when the Chamoir, when the donkey, I think it's called, he brays.
Yes.
So when the donkey brays, that's a simon that the Mishmora HaRishoino is happening. Then the shnio happens and the klovim tsoyakim, the dogs bark. And the shlishis, when you get to the third and final mishmora up in heaven, then the equivalent, something is going on here in planet Earth. And what is that? Tinoik yoinik mishtei imoi. The young child suckles from his mother. V'isha mesaperes imbailo. And the wife will talk to the husband. Meaning it's come towards the end of the night. During the night, obviously the wife is not talking to the husband, they're sleeping. But towards the end of the night, people are beginning to rise from their slumber. And that is a indication that we are now in the period called the last of the 3 Mishmoris. Now, look at Rashi. Rashi explains a little bit. It all sounds a bit esoteric. The Hokom Ashmalon, says Rashi, Keshenosan l'cho simon. When Rebbe Eliezer gave you this simon of the Zman Kriya, and he said, B'soifo Ashmura, V'loi Pirish l'cho, but he did not explain to you simon mafurush, comma. He did not say to you explicitly that this is 3 hours or 4 hours or when exactly this is. What was the purpose of phrasing it in terms of the Ashmura? And the answer is, Lamedcha, to teach you, Shiesh Heka L'chol Odom B'Dovor. That there is a Heka, that these divisions of the night are clearly distinguishable and recognizable here to human beings on planet Earth. Ki Heichi, just like the Ikka Barakia, just like in the heaven, there are all types of angelic goings on during the various divisions at night. And obviously, therefore, in the Rakia, they clearly noticed the difference between first, second, and third division. Rebbe Eliezer wanted to teach you that the Mashmores are also noticeable down here on planet Earth. How so? The donkeys, the dogs, the babies. Yishag, Sho'og, Yishag, that's three different phraseologies. Hare Gimel, there's three altogether. Ve'ishom esaperesim bailo, kvar higia koroiv le'yoim. Because you're now getting towards the end of the night, you're reaching towards daytime. U'bnei odom mis'oirerim mishenasam. And people are waking up from their sleep. V'hasheich v'myachad, and those who are sleeping together, now, because they're beginning to wake up, Mesaprim ze im ze. They are talking one with another. Okay, so there we have it. So it's true, Rabbi Elazar could have said that you read Kriya Shema until 4 hours into the night, which is 10 o'clock, but he expressed it in terms of Mishmora, is to teach us that just like the way that in heaven the night is split up, here on planet Earth, the night is also split up and it has clearly noticeable signs. Now, asks the Gemara. My kochoshiv. How exactly do you calculate these? Choshiv, like from the word cheshbon. My kochoshiv, Rabbi Elazar. How did Rabbi Elazar now calculate these? E tchilas mishmorois kochoshiv. Tchilas mishmoro rishoino simono lomoli urta hava. In other words, Rabbi Elazar said that there is a switch over during the course of the night, first Ashmura, second Ashmura, third Ashmura. How am I to know when that switch over takes place? Remember, they did not have watches in those ages, in those times. So how am I supposed to know the switch over? So Rabbi Elazar gave us simonim. Because
they actually had three watches.
They're three, right, but not wristwatches. So how am I supposed to know? So Rabbi Elazar gave us a simon. When the donkeys are braying, when the dogs are barking. One second. When exactly do the dogs bark? When do the donkeys bray? Do they bray at the beginning of that division? Meaning, we have our classic day from 6 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock at night. The first Ashmura is from 6 till 10. Now, I don't have a clock or a watch, so how am I supposed to know when I'm in the first Ashmura and when it switches over to the second? So Rabbi Elazar gave us a simon. Look what the donkeys are doing. Look what the dogs are doing. One second. The donkeys bray in the Ashmura Rishoino. At which point? Right at the beginning of the Ashmura Rishoino? At 6 o'clock, do all the donkeys get together and bray? And then at 10 o'clock, the dogs get together to bark? Is that what's happening? Are these simonim the reference to the beginning of the Ashmura, or maybe to the contrary? Maybe at the end of the first Ashmura at 10 o'clock, the donkeys bray. And then at 2 a.m. at the end of the second Ashmura, maybe that's when the dogs bark. So what is he referring to? Again, says the Gemara, there's a problem over here. My kochoshiv, Rabbi Elazar, how did he calculate this? He expressed it in terms of the beginning or the end. E tchilas mishmorois kochoshiv, comma. If these things happen at the beginning and he was felt it necessary to give you a simon about when the beginning of that division is, then I'm sorry, tchilas mishmoro rishoino, the beginning of the first division, when is that? 6 o'clock at night. Simona lomo li, comma. Why would I need a simon about the donkeys for that? Urta hava. What does urta mean? It's just become night. It's Tzeis HaKoychovim. Everybody knows, everybody knows when exactly it says Hakri Chavim. I don't need to give a simon at a time that we all know. Yes, we might not have a clock or a watch, but everybody knows when Tseis HaKri Chavim is. So if Tseis HaKri Chavim is at 6 o'clock, and that's the beginning of the first Ashmura, then why would Rabbi Eliezer need to say, at the beginning of the first Ashmura, do you know how you know when that is? When the donkeys begin braying. Well, why would I need that simon? It's Urta, it's night, it's Tseis HaKri Chavim. I don't need a simon for that. Says the Gemara, and if you're going to tell me the reverse, then of course you're going to get in trouble at the end. And e soif mishmoris kochoshiv, and if he is working it out when the end of the mishmoris, so he's not looking at 6, 10, and 2, rather he's looking at 10, 2, and 6. So it means the last simon. What was the last simon? When the baby suckles, when the husband and wife talk to each other, then it's the end of the third Ashmura. But what do you mean? The end of the third Ashmura is when? 6 a.m. So again, I don't need a simon for that either. That's the beginning of the day. That's Alois HaShachar. Is Saif Mishmora is Kochoshev, comma, then Saif Mishmora Achroino, Lomoli Simona, comma. Why do I need a simon to be told when it's the very end of the night? Everybody knows it's Yamamahu, so now it's the Yom. So all I need to do is open the window, open the curtains. I see outside it is daybreak. No, it's the end of the night. Why would I need a simon for that? Look at Rashi, who explains the kasha. My kochoshiv. Simonim halolu l'shenosan l'mishmores ha'oretz. He gave us the various simonim for these mishmores ha'oretz. Heichon nosnu. Where did he give the simonim for? Is it betchilas ha'shmoreis or besoifon? If it's at the beginning, then urtu tseis HaKri Chavim. And if it's at the end, then the end of the last one is yomamo, it's yoim. There's the Gemara. Elo choshiv soif mishmora rishoino. The first simon is the end of the Mishmora Rishayna. So when is that? That's 10 o'clock. You're right. I don't need a simon for the beginning of the first Mishmora. The beginning of the first Mishmora is 6 p.m. I don't need a simon for that. All I need to do is look out my window. I see 3 stars in the heavens. That's clearly Tseis HaKri Chavim. So the first simon about the chamoirim, about the donkeys, was clearly a simon for the end of the first mishmara, which is what? 10 o'clock p.m. Okay. V'tchilas mishmara achreino. And the last simon about the baby and the husband and wife, you're right, that's not referring to the end of the mishmara, that's the beginning. So when does the baby suckle from his mother? When do the husband and wife talk? 2 o'clock a.m. So 1 second, we're a little bit stuck over here. The donkeys are braying at 10 o'clock p.m. That's the end of the first Ashmura. The tinoik and the husband and wife, that's at 2 o'clock. That's the beginning of the last Ashmura. So what's the middle simon? When do the dogs bark? Not at 10 and not at 2. Says the Gemara, ve'emtzois de'emtzi'iso. And the middle simon is actually the middle of the night at chatzois ha'layla. So therefore, these are not uniform simonim. They are not all for the beginning of the mashmeres or the end of the mashmeres. It depends. We do not need a simon for the beginning of the first division. We do not need a simon for the end of the last division. It's Tseis HaKri Chavim and it's Yoim. But I do need a simon. When's the end of the first division? That's 10 o'clock. That's the donkeys. I do need a simon for the beginning of the last Ashmur. That's at 2 a.m. That's the Tinoik. And the dogs bark when? Exactly in the middle of Chatzoy Salayra, so Raboisai. How beautiful this Gemara is, because now we understand why there was a nace that the dogs did not bark in Mitzrayim at the Zman of Makas Bechoyreis. Because when did Makas Bechoyreis happen? Exactly at Chatzos HaLaila. And the Gemara has just told us that is exactly the time that the dogs bark. And if they didn't, indeed, that was a miracle. So it works out absolutely perfectly.
Hey, boy, sing that.
Every part of the Seder night, by the way, is, as we know well, is laden with meaning and hint, and all the various nisim that occurred in Mitzrayim are all hinted to somewhere during the course of the Seder. So one of the sons or sons-in-law, I don't remember now, of the Chasam Sofer asked, where in the Seder night do we hint to the fact that the dogs did not bark? The dogs not barking in Mitzrayim is clearly an ace, it's clearly a miracle. In fact, it's so significant that the Torah makes mention of it. Kol b'nei Yisrael, lo yechatz kelev u'loshoyne, the dogs did not bark. In fact, we know, the Torah says elsewhere, that if ever an animal dies without shechita, so it's a nevela. So what do you do with a nevela? You're not allowed to eat it. So the Torah says, lekelev tashlichun. Oh, so you throw it to the dog. Why to the dog? So Chazal tell us, because of Hakoras HaTov, they did not bark in the middle of the night. So clearly this is a significant phenomenon. Where is that nace hinted to? So the son of the Chasam Sofer says a remarkable thing. The Gemara tells us in Bava Kamma that dogs that bark in the night is a great antidote, great crime prevention. Ganovim will not be afraid to roam free at night if there's no dogs. But if there are dogs, that's a great crime prevention because the dogs will bark and they'll fend off the Ganovim. If the dogs did not bark on the night of Mitzrayim, so do you know how we commemorate that? We commemorate that by saying, do you know something? Tonight there are no dogs barking. And what happens when there's no dogs barking? Who comes along? There's Ganovim. That's why the child steals the Afikoman. The child stealing the Afikoman is in fact a commemoration of the fact that the dogs don't bark.
We don't invite dogs to the Seder.
No, but that's why. But because there are no dogs, so that's why the child has free reign. He can steal the Afikoman and he's not worried he'll be caught by the dogs because the dogs don't bark on Seder night. A wonderful, remarkable pshat. Says the Gemara, another teretz, v'ibois ema. Alternatively, we can say differently. V'ibois ema, maybe kulu soif mishmarais kochoshiv. Maybe you could suggest actually that really all of these simonim really are referring to the end of the mishmarais, 10, 2, and 6. Now, what was the problem with that? That why would you need a simon for 6 o'clock a.m.? The chitema, and if you're going to ask, achroino loy tsarich. If you're going to say, but the last simon I don't need because all I need to do is open the window and I see that it's day sunrise. Lamai nafkamina. For what purpose? What's the nafkamina? What's the difference? Why would I need that simon? The answer is lamikri kriya shema. With regard to kriya shema, laman degani. For whoever is sleeping, bebeis. Ofel in a dark house. V'lo yoda zman kriya shema eimas. And he doesn't know when exactly the zman of kriya shema is. In other words, we just said that surely it's unnecessary to give a simon for the end of the first, the end of the last ashmeira, because all you need to do is open the window and you'll see it sunrise. Says the Gemara, okay, fine. What happens if you don't have a window? Somebody's underground in a bunker. He's in a dark house, so he cannot see outside whether it's daybreak. So how's he going to know when indeed it becomes day? How's he going to know that he can say Kriya Shema? The answer is he's got through Beleza Simon. Kiven de Isha Misaperes in Baila, because the wife is talking to her husband, the Tinoik Yoinik Mishtehimoi, and the baby is suckling, is nursing from the mother, Leikum, so he can get up, the Likri, and recite Kriya Shema. So therefore, you cannot ask a question that surely it's obvious when the end of the Mashmoira Achroino is you just look outside the window, because Aduma, somebody's in a dark house. Says the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yitzchok Bashmuel. Says Rabbi Yitzchok Bashmuel, Mishmei Derav. We are moving forward quickly, Rabbi Yisrael. Like I said, this is mainly Agadei Gemara. Gimel Mishmorois Havalailo. There are three divisions to every night. Va'al Kol Mishmor u'Mishmor. And in every division, Yeshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Shoyeg Koari. And in every division, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits and he, as it were, roars like a lion, va'oimer, and he says, Oy lebonim, woe to the children, sheba'avoinoiseihem, as a result of their aveirois, hechravti es beisi, I've had to destroy my home, in other words, the Beis HaMikdosh, v'sorafti es heicholi, and burnt down the entire Beis HaMikdosh, v'higleisim, and I've exiled them, Lebein Umois Ha'olam, amongst the nations of the world. So you see that this is, again, a very deep concept and very difficult for us to understand, but whatever this means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel is also Misabel on the Churban. It's not just us. And when does this happen specifically? During the night. So during the night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel has Avelus on the Beis HaMikdosh. And if you look carefully, he does not say, woe that I ruined my home. That's not the Avelus. The Avelus is the cause behind it. Woe to my children, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it is a result of their Avelus that I've been left with no choice but to ruin my home. That's the Avelus. That's the Avelus. Okay, we will hold it over here, Be'ezus Hashem. I sent an email that should be going around today. Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, we will be having a special shiur tonight, L'chvoid Lag Ba'omer, so it will not be based on the parasha. I hope she includes in the email, but if not, I'll tell you now, it's kedai to have at hand a Chumash Bereishis and also a Mishnah Ovois. A Mishnah is Ovois and a Chumash Bereishis, and we will see, we'll share together a quite remarkable passage in the Bnei Yisoscha, all about Lag Ba'omer in Mitz Hashem. We hope Be'ezus Hashem, we should just hear Besuras Tevas this year, Be'ezus Hashem.
Amen, amen, Shkoach.